meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. All right, Anderson, I don't like the way I sound.
You sound great, man.
Sounds beautiful, man. Something's up. True. What headphones am I wearing?
Weird ones.
Oh, maybe that's it.
No, I got you the same ones. You're in a new jack. Push the reverb button there. Give it a shot.
Press the reverb button.
New jack.
You got
Yellow? A new jack.
Yeah, all right.
You're jacking a new.
Where's my old jack? Can I hit my old jack?
Or off somewhere.
No, Drew's got the old jack.
Well, all right.
Jack's off somewhere.
Be real.
Look at this.
Be real is here, of course, from Cypress Hill. I was just
thank you very much.
Taking a look at my little cheat sheet here, seeing that Cypress Hill has sold 15 million albums worldwide, which is absolutely amazing, and is going to be featured at the Smokeout, something we've been talking about all week long, this Saturday at the Coliseum, 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. Good to see you, Be Real.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back, man, you know.
Yeah.
Always come back around this time. A little late, though, you know. Usually it's October.
Oh, is a Smokeout usually in October?
Yeah. It's usually
pretty hot.
Yeah.
It's usually, you know, we wanted to put a little chill in the bones of the fans this time around.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that when we were talking about when it used to be out in
DeVore,
and how hot it was, and the blacktop, and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, I wonder why it was so hot in November. But yeah, it was earlier. And this Smokeout has turned into quite an undertaking. And this is Cypress Hill's gig. I mean, you guys got it started, right?
Yeah, it's our festival. You know, we started it from the ground up. You know, using the Cypress Hill name, and you know all the experience that we've had and being on festivals and playing them and,
right,
you know, noticing the things that fans like and what they don't like. And, you know, we just used all that and made our own festival.
Well, what's different about the Smokeout as opposed to other festivals? I mean, obviously the lineup is different, but other than the lineup, what's different?
Well, obviously, you know, the other festivals are a little bit more corporate, I think, you know, the way they put it together. You know, with us, it's artists putting it on, so we try to make it convenient for everybody as well as the artists and the fans coming to watch the show. Obviously, the lineup as well. We have a more diverse lineup than most festivals. We have the hip-hop. We have the rock stuff, the punk. The dance stuff, you know, with the raves, you know, a little bit of everything. And you know, what tops it all off is it's you know, a day for the stoners, you know, a united day, a united front, if
right.
you will.
Yeah, you know, it's funny about the day for the stoners, though, is the stoners are getting stoned every day.
Yeah.
It's not like they get the dust off
well,
the
this
bong
is like
once
every,
a year.
It's like every stoner's birthday at the same time, man.
Yeah, but every day is their birthday. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they're not all together.
That's true.
Day.
And Snoop and Everlast and Cypress Hill are in Edema. They're not all playing.
It's big, you know, because we've never, you know, in all the history of our careers with Snoop and ourselves and everything, we've never played together. And
oh, really?
We're the biggest advocates of the marijuana movement, well, up until this point.
Well,
for shizzle.
Snoop turned narc on you.
For really, though. It's all right, man.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Drew was at your door.
Maybe I get him to change. You know, I heard that show. It was a good show. Oh, man.
Well, this show's going to be better.
Well, you know.
Where's Bobo?
You got the real one right now, man.
And where is Bobo?
He never comes up here anymore.
Well, see, you know, we were rehearsing because, you know, we haven't played for a while. I think our last gig was just on the 31st. We did a Halloween show in New York. And, you know, so we hadn't played since then. So we're, you know, getting our rehearsals together. And I just dipped early. I said, I'm out.
Oh, good. All right.
I said, I got an appointment with a doctor.
Well, is that...
Man.
Is it easier now? I'm guessing as the years wear on, like the first year, it's like, hey, we got this idea. It's called Smokeout. It's out in DeVore, and people are like, huh? But now, once something gets off the ground, it has a name, it's like, yeah, you know, Snoop Dogg did it last year, and Adema did it last year, and Everlast did it last year. Must be an easier sell for these bands each year.
Yeah, it's an easier sell
and to everybody.
Yeah, it's an easier sell to everybody as far as, you know, trying to get somebody involved with it next year.
Just taking Devore from the Devore to the Coliseum makes it better, right?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's another big step for us because it brings the smoke out home. We're all from L.A., and, you know, a lot of the fans from L.A. didn't get to make the trips out to San Bernardino.
Right.
And everything like that.
Well, a lot of them have those... first off, a lot of them have had their licenses
ankle
suspended.
Bracelets.
They have ankle bracelets. They have very limited range. They can't. Yeah. A lot of them don't have shoes other than slippers.
The bus don't run that far.
It's hard to get out to Devore in slippers with an ankle bracelet on, is what Be Real is saying. And, you know, here's what I would do, because everyone in that audience is baked. And
yeah.
The beauty about being baked when you go to a show is you enjoy the hell out of the show, and then you get home, you have no recollection of it. You could do the exact same show. As a matter of fact, you could just film one show and rerun it every single year, and the same audience would come out and never know the difference. Like, if you get stoned, Be Real, I'm sure you've seen a movie stoned before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously.
Like,
no, actually, I haven't.
Like,
man.
Every single movie from Bed Knobs and Broomsticks to The Matrix 2, right?
Yeah.
But you see a movie stoned, you can see it again 8 months later and enjoy it like you're seeing it for the first time.
It's so true, man. I mean, there's this little theater that we go to out in Northridge, and, we kind of go into the empty room. And, we blaze up in there while watching the movie. And we were watching Goldmember. And it was so funny because we were baked beyond belief, right? And, you know, we thought, you know, you see one movie one week and you don't have to see it for another month, whatever, a couple months down the line. Shoot, we got baked again and watched it again, and it was just as funny.
And 6 months from now, when it comes out on Showtime,
it'll be funny again.
You'll be laughing your ass off at the same stuff you laughed your ass off in Northridge. All right.
True that.
Candace?
For real.
Yes.
You're 19?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Hi. I was just wondering about if I should keep dating this guy I've been seeing. It's not serious, but he's 20 years older.
20 years older?
Whoa.
What do you mean dating? You mean just sleeping with him?
Well, yeah, but also like going out and stuff. So it's not serious, but I've been seeing him for a while.
It's not like serious because he won't be seen with you in public. He just sleeps with you.
No, he's been seen in public. We've actually, gone out.
Okay.
Is he married or anything?
No.
He's got a good job? He treats you well?
Yeah. He treats me pretty well. He has a decent job.
What's he do?
He just works in the market. Like, he makes pretty good money, though.
Is he in the union?
No.
Just 39, just works at the market?
Yeah.
Just making orange pyramids?
No.
Hey, hold on a second. You know what joke I miss? I miss the pyramid of orange jokes. You know,
there are cans.
Guys just putting the last can up, got the big new display of Campbell's soup, and somebody pulls a can out, and the whole thing comes down. Or the chase scene runs past it, and the guy's trying to protect it. No.
Whew,
after the last guy goes by, and then some kid in a shopping cart knocks it down. Yeah, I miss that humor. What line is she on?
Oh,
she's on five? Yeah. Hey, Candace? Yeah, do you miss that orange pyramid humor?
No, it's not like that. He does, like, stock and stuff. It's not, like, a really
okay.
It's a pretty good job.
All right.
He probably does. He knows what that is.
So, all right, he's 39. He's a little too old for you, but he treats you right?
Yeah, but he also, actually, I want to ask you also, he doesn't really ask me because he doesn't want to pressure me, but he wanted to do oral sex, and I'm not sure if I want to do that because I've even shaved to see maybe if that would help, but...
He what?
Like, I've even shaved, like, down there.
Yeah.
And I'm still feeling self-conscious because
Have you been having sex with him?
Yeah.
And you don't want him to perform oral sex on you?
No, I'm still embarrassed even though...
Have you ever had a guy do this?
No.
Really?
That's a common discomfort that women have.
You
not
got
necessarily
a,
love line collars, but just in general.
You got a sister?
Huh?
I like your style. And are you big gal?
No, actually I lost about 20 pounds.
So you're down to 180?
No, I'm down to about 145.
All right, let me do the radio math. Lost 20. How tall are you?
About
5'7". 145.
Mm-hmm.
Lost 20 pounds. Come through. I got 5'4 in 15/16, 1'1 and lost 4 pounds. All right.
I was not good at math. I don't understand.
This is just radio math. All right. So now, is there any reason you should feel bad about yourself? I mean, anyone do anything weird to you or make you feel bad?
Nope.
No?
I just feel like, I guess I've always felt self-conscious.
All right. Well, that's fine.
He'll be okay.
Let him take care of you.
He'll eventually ease into it.
Yeah. You do that to him?
I'm sorry?
You give him oral sex?
No.
All right.
He's never asked me before.
That's
he
good.
He actually doesn't pressure me into it.
Equality.
Yeah, but what's all the asking? Shouldn't you just start doing stuff when you're having sex?
He doesn't ask me, but he says, going to start doing it, and I'll, say no.
I know, but what about...
Don't ask, don't tell policy.
What about you on him?
I do that, but I usually don't do that. Rarely.
She's not into it.
Oh, okay. All right, baby. Hey, it's time to get going.
No, he's 9:39. Maybe we'll slow down.
All right. Slow down.
Okay.
Are you in school now?
Well, what do? You just put a hole in a piece of plywood, and he puts his penis through it, and that's how you have intercourse? What happens with you? What do you guys do? Nothing else is going on.
Here's the deal. If there's not oral sex, somebody's not getting oral sex, it's like Adam's confused. This isn't sex. What the hell's going on here?
This is not right.
A human being shouldn't behave like this. What's going on? What do you do for a living, Candace?
Actually, I just finished school.
High school? You're going to be a chef. You went to cooking school?
Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
All right.
We've had...
All right, that's enough. I'm done. He's 39. He works at the market.
She's going to be chef.
He can bring home the vegetables.
She can fry them up in the pan. He'll go down on her once a year, and we'll live happily ever after. I mean, is that such a death sentence, 39 and 19?
It's almost, it's just right on the margin.
Right.
It's suspicious, but he's not behaving suspiciously, so we're all right.
Robert?
Yes?
You're 16?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I'm from Cabo, San Lucas, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved back up here to San Diego, where I used to live. And whenever I go down there on vacation, I go out with a bunch of friends and drink and stuff, and I just wanted to know if binging like that is worse than consecutively drinking day by day.
I don't think you can really say one's worse and one's not. Do you have alcoholism in your family?
Yes.
Yeah, so what you're going to see is increasing consequences. You're going to start using more and more frequently. Binge alcohol users are more difficult to treat, frankly, because they tend to have real intense consequences. They can hurt themselves. And then they kind of control it for a while, and they sort of maintain an illusion that they can control it, yet the binges kind of keep going.
Well, how often?
It's like a pattern or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they're in their mind, they think, I can control it. I didn't drink for 3 months, and then pow, they're on these binges.
Yeah,
they
go down there summer and spring break and Christmas and stuff.
So just remember, addiction is defined by consequences, not by how frequently or how much you use.
Oh, okay.
What's the legal limit for as far as driving in Mexico? .70?
There's no legal limit.
Yeah, that technology doesn't exist over there.
Just take your chance.
I've been driving down there since I was 12 or something.
Yeah.
They don't even test you for a license.
Great. Is there an age limit to alcohol consumption?
Well, there is, but, if you have money, they don't care.
It's like everything else down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one huge, Turkish bazaar
Grease
over there.
The hand.
Yeah.
You guys ever been to Cabo?
Yeah.
Fun, huh?
It's a wonderful place.
For real.
Yeah. All right, good times there, Robert.
Thanks, guys.
All right. All right. Have fun with the alcoholism. Let's talk to Rusty. Anderson, I'm not happy with this mic setup here. I got to tell you.
The rest of us, you sound fine, though.
I know, but I sound different enough. I'm completely distracted. I have to do something.
Why don't you hit
the reverb?
Hit the reverb? I hit the reverb.
Hold it down.
Oh, that's
see, you
totally
can do
different.
That now.
Test 1, 2. Yeah. Really, this thing works?
Now it does.
Well, what do you mean now it does?
Because I got you on a different jack.
Okay.
Jack.
All right, but... Okay.
So you sound like crap, but you get the reverb.
Yeah, so the 4 seconds a year I use the reverb, which, by the way, I've not touched a reverb button in, 6 years?
4 years.
No. it's been six,
maybe
I'd
six,
say. Yeah, I'd say. But that's the upside. All right. Rusty?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right, this girl, like, it was last Saturday. I knew her and everything. And then it was a homecoming party. So we hooked up, you know, and she was supposed to be a virgin. And, like, I'd had a couple of beers. I didn't even think about it. So, like, you know, we had sex. And, you know, I thought about it the next day. And, like, you know, she wasn't. And usually virgins are tight, you know, when they lose their virginity, they bleed and stuff. That's what I've always heard.
Well, that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah. But, how dare those people make fun of folks from the South, by the way. That's negative stereotypes.
You know, I asked her about it, and she's like, she said something about her.
What actually do you say to her, Rusty?
I don't really bring up, you know, like, I don't think you're a virgin or something like that.
You said that to her?
Do what?
Hold on a second. It's always a bad sign when you hear that little lip smack in between the words, like where you go, where you just hear this. I always know it's going to be a tough call when you hear that. So I says to her, I says, you know, it's like, really? Really? You got that kind of time, huh? How comfortable can you get? Like, what if we went down to, we used to call him from Georgia, we went down there, how many beats a minute is the heart over there? I mean, like the pulse rate
below
there.
Below 40.
Well, like below 40. Yeah. Like,
it's like they're like, on ice or something.
Like the guys who do that deep water diving.
Right, right.
And they can stay underwater for like 6 minutes. Yeah. It's probably that kind of pulse.
More
as
like
they go into their trance.
Like a yogi. Like a yogi goes into a trance and right. Everything's slowed.
It's the difference between 56K and DSL.
So Rusty, I just want to let you fly the ball. How did you bring this up with this girl? What did you say? You walked in and said, "Hey."
I'll tell you what he said. He said, "You know your vagina."
Virginia.
I asked her. I was like, "Well, first I said, because I, you know, I was a little tipsy, but you know, I asked her. I was like, I thought she was a virgin, and she told me, she's like, well, if I told you I was." And I kind of thought about it for a second, but, you know, I can't remember. I don't really remember popping her cherry, but, like, I've asked her best friend about it, and she confronted her about it, you know, just
sure.
Plain out asked her.
All right, well, Rusty,
yeah.
Why is it that you needed to know all this information? I mean, let's just say hypothetically she wasn't a virgin. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, it'd be okay.
All right. There you go.
Yep. Problem solved, right?
And what if she lied to you?
Well, I guess it'd be the whole thing, like, just the point of her lying to me, you know?
But, yeah.
Right. And this is not your girlfriend, though.
Oh, yeah, she is now.
That's why he wants to know if she was lying.
When was homecoming?
It was last Saturday.
So she became your girlfriend in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you get to know her a little bit.
I thought you just hooked up with her at homecoming.
I did, but...
Now you've decided you're going to make her your girlfriend.
Oh, well, I mean, we're going out now. Like,
Have you gone out?
Yeah, I mean, I took to the movies there.
Well, when you had sex with her, did it seem like she was a virgin?
Well, it was a thing, like...
No. no blood, and it was like
that was what I was worrying, because she wasn't like real tight, and then, you know, she didn't
anything. All right, Rusty, that's fine.
Just pretend.
Yeah.
Be good to her, Rusty.
No, she's a virgin. She's a virgin. And people come in different shapes. People, I mean, like, I broke my hymen on a moped incident
on
Maui when I was 13. I mean, come on.
Your bee hymen.
My bee hymen.
Yeah. You're giving him hope. That's cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You wonder why this guy gets called Rusty, too.
Rusty Wheel.
And he's considered, like, hopped up on speed in his school. You know, he's like an auctioneer over there. Meryl?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering if depression was related, like, with being bisexual.
Well, being confused about your sexual identity can be associated with depression because people that are kind of confused about whether they're into guys or girls often have a trauma history.
Oh, okay.
Did something happen to you?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, my dad kind of, like, he raped me when I was 3 years old.
All right. Well, that's associated with depression. And that's associated with confusion about your sexual identity.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so don't try to figure out what you are yet.
Well, hold on a second.
Relax.
Is this Meryl the...
female.
The female?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Meryl.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many... Did your dad do this to you a few times?
No, just once.
Just once?
Yeah.
In a passionate rage when
why?
He was 3.
Why?
What?
Why just once, I wonder?
I have no idea.
Did he get thrown out of the house or into jail or anything?
Well, yeah, eventually my mom threw him out and he's in jail right now.
Was he on drugs when he did this?
Well... Yeah, I guess.
He was always on drugs.
Yeah. Did so this happened when you were 3, and then how much longer was he in the house for?
Like, I don't know. Like, a month later, my mom, like, she found out. I have no idea how. I don't really remember. And she just told me that she kicked him out, and she filed a police report, and...
Oh. Okay, well, this is why he didn't do it again.
Yeah.
I mean,
he got... You got thrown, chance. Got thrown out of the house.
Yeah.
Okay, good that your mom did something about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you got your antenna a little bit bent by pops when you were 3. That's all right. Compass spinning around.
Yeah.
Just go slow.
Yeah, take it slow. You got to get some therapy, though, right?
Treatment for your depression.
Yeah, I am going to therapy.
All right. There you go. Good time.
All right.
You're going to be fine, Meryl.
Okay.
How long is he in the can for? Do you know when he gets out?
No, I don't know. I haven't.
Well, let's all hope it's a long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time.
Everyone see him again, you know?
Yeah, good. I really pray for prison fire. Take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, in his cell, you know?
Yeah.
Horrible death. Be great, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe his roommate bashes him over the head with this TV set.
I hope so.
Yeah. That'd be nice, right?
Yeah.
Or they could just twist off his sack right quick, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And then like, freehand it like a baseball with a fungo bat into the outfield. Yeah. He'd have to go chase
it. Or play hacky sack with
it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, or put it into one of those water balloon launchers you see at the beach and just shoot it over the fence.
Oh,
and then maybe a gopher would eat it.
Yeah. I love you guys so much.
Yeah. We love you too, baby.
Thank you.
All right, so you get some therapy. You have a good life.
Yeah. Okay.
And don't get pregnant.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, take care.
Okay. All right. We'll call you and tell you when it's okay to get pregnant. All right? Yeah. You got that list?
Yeah, I'm keeping it.
All right. Be Real is here from Cypress Hill. Going to be at the Smokeout this Saturday at the Coliseum, 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. till 2 a.m., and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Be Real is here tonight from Cypress Hill.
True.
Be Real is, Cypress Hill and Be Real are the founders of the Smokeout, which if you've been listening to the show this week, you've heard Edema and Snoop Dogg and Tommy Chong in here, and tomorrow night Everlast will be in here. All going to be at the Smokeout, and not only that, but... that's 12, 13 bands that's going to be there. So it's a big day, and it's going on at the Los Angeles Coliseum, and it's going to be at 3 p.m. and it's going until 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's going to be a full day. There's actually 40 bands playing.
Really?
Yeah, we got I think 5 different stages. There's a tribute stage. It's 4 bands are going to be playing that are like cover bands.
Right.
One is a group called Led Zepp again. One is Which One's Pink, a Pink Floyd cover band. There's the Iron Maidens, and I think the most popular one out of all of them is Wild Child. They're a Doors cover band.
Yeah.
So, you know, we wanted to do little different things like that, you know, to spicing it up.
Yeah,
I love the Doors, so I'm looking forward to seeing Wild Child.
You know? Yeah, I heard they're real good. Who the hell did I see?
Atomic Punks.
Oh, no, yeah, I saw the Atomic
they're
Punks
good
once,
too, yeah.
Van Halen. But, you know, there's something, you know, that I don't want to take anything away from the actual band, but I'm sure by the time the Doors got to about the end, That Wild Child's probably tighter than the Doors were.
Oh, yeah.
And they probably play their music better than, you know, because Ray Manzarek was all high and Robbie Krieger was all effed up and Jim Morrison didn't know where he was,
They say this guy's does better Jim than Jim was Jim, yeah.
Really?
I mean,
that's
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and if you think about it, probably have studied the material more and played it more.
Yeah, they're definitely tired.
Right, well, what we think of Jim is what we hear on the record. That was like the only time he ever got it like that.
And maybe that they aren't taking peyote while they're on the stage.
Yeah, I mean, did you ever see his live stuff? It was just...
Oh, yeah. Night rolls in daytime. Oh, yeah, what the heck?
They should have got
you for
the
movie. What's that Indian doing? Trying to run, trying to hide.
See, they didn't need Val Kilmer, man. They could have called you.
They could have.
Oh, imagine Adam Carolla as Jim Morrison.
He, do Jim Backus probably.
Jim Backus,
I love that movie, by the way.
The Doors movie?
Yeah, I thought Val Kilmer should have got an Academy Award. I really do.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
I thought he was Jim Morrison.
Remarkable, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I dug that movie. Ash?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
Not much, man. I got a couple questions for y'all. First of all, I dated this girl when I was a senior in high school, and we dated for a long time, a year and a half, for me, a long time. And we broke up because she read emails on my account that I didn't mean for her to read, and she took it the entirely wrong way.
What did they say? You gonna tell us?
Yeah, well, sure. What they said was, basically, I was calling one of my ex-friends, one of my ex-girlfriends. I was writing her on my student account and for my university, and she pretty much interpreted everything to mean that I was cheating on her. So anyway, the relationship ended that day.
Well, that explains it.
Well, what did you say that she misinterpreted?
Well, I mean, I was talking about how I was a freshman in college, and she was still in high school, and how I was like, I love this girl, and she loved me, but at the same time, I was like, I'm in college, like, I probably need to see what else is out there while I'm in college as a freshman.
Can't you understand that might sort of...
Doesn't sound like a typo or anything,
can you see it from her perspective that perhaps that might be a reason to end a relationship?
Yo, I completely understand that. But, I mean, it was in the wrong... I mean, it was just advice. I was asking advice from an ex-girlfriend who was a good friend of mine. There was no... I never cheated on her. I never did
anything. Yeah, but you were preparing to do something. You were getting ready. She was in high school. She was vulnerable. You were preparing to explore appropriately yourselves at college. And it's time for her to go. That's it.
No, I completely agree with you.
All right.
And that's where it ended.
Let's not belabor that.
I didn't talk to her for a year and a half.
Right, hold on a second. Here's the part I'm not quite sure about. He's saying to the girl, he's in college, he's looking to explore.
Yeah.
He's making it seem like she thought he was cheating with the girl he was talking to.
Right.
But what about just an overall declaration of, I'm in college, I need to explore.
There's
3,000 chicks here I can bang. Like, it doesn't have to be her.
She probably took it for both, you know.
Whatever.
Both ways?
Both ways.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, anyway. What's going on tonight? What's up?
Anyway, well, after a year and a half of her hating me and never talking to her, she called me the other day. And I was just like, well.
Is she in college? Is she in college now?
Yeah, she is now.
Maybe that's kind of changed her perspective a little bit.
I guess so, maybe. But at the same time, like, she goes, she's many states away in college. And I asked her, I wrote her, another letter. I was like, hey, you know, maybe we should go out to lunch sometime. And she accepted. And she was like, yeah, that'd be really nice. But this has been a year and a half, not talked to her. And then she hated me ever since then. But now it's been, like, friendly conversation.
All right.
And
she reestablished a contact with you, right?
Yes.
Women are much more fluid about things like this. When a guy hates someone, that's it.
That's it.
When a woman is angry with you for spoiling her fantasy about the romantic relationship, she'll get over that, and then they're much more fluid, women, and then she'll want to reestablish, she'll assess what qualities were there that she liked, and kind of, okay, I'll see
you
again.
Yeah, but she lives several states away.
She's really into this guy, wants to make a contact.
Yeah, but
either that or he's real familiar, you know what I mean?
She's in college now, realizes your perspective, and maybe we got, something was there.
I know, but here's what I'm saying. You live in Dallas.
He's in Arkansas.
Sometimes it's a comfort level
thing,
though, you know?
She said...
Where's she?
I'm sorry? Dallas.
Where's she?
New York.
New York.
What's
many states.
What's Arkansas?
He said she's a couple states away. I just guessed
okay.
Arkansas.
All right.
It was New York. It's damn.
Yeah, well, half a couple states. You know, Northeast, I'm not a big fan, being from Texas.
It's the half the country
I know, but where are you guys going to have lunch? You know what I mean? In Detroit?
Well, the thing is,
I mean,
is
we can do it in Atlanta, man.
Yeah.
She's from Dallas, and she went away for college.
Okay, so she's going to come back. All right, yeah. Well, listen. She reestablished contact with you, so your ball's in your court. She's obviously interested, or she wouldn't have reestablished contact with you.
Am I wrong, or does Ash have a certain amount of asshole in him?
Asshole?
Assholes.
Sometimes that's...
Yeah, I've heard that before.
You heard that
people
before.
Don't, okay. People aren't big fans of yours?
No. Not that. It's just that I've heard that one before.
Asshole?
Oh, asshole?
Yeah.
Oh, you're bound to, yeah.
Definitely, of course. It's a setup, you know?
Yeah, all right.
As soon as I gave my name on the show, I was just like, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but Drew brought it up, you know?
Hey, Drew, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, I had a question.
No, come on.
I talked to this asshole for 4 minutes and 25 seconds already.
Now you're being an
asshole.
Let's just come on, real quick. He was asking a direct question.
You better watch out. Drew, I need a direct question. This show's only me and you. What do you mean? Oh, he had a question for me. Yeah, every question's for you.
No. I mean, it was sort of there was no real question there with him, really.
Well, he spent 4 minutes in a vague question. If he had a direct and positive question, he should have asked it.
All right.
Oh, now we got to know, right?
I don't have to know ask now.
I'm going to give him 12 seconds. All right.
Don't hang up on Rudy, though. Put him on hold. Jeez.
All right. Hang on, Rudy. All right, Ash.
I love you.
Yeah.
Ready? 12 seconds. Go.
All right. First of all, Adam, your thing on your sitcom last night.
Forget it.
It was bogus. That was on Seinfeld. Second of all, I want to know, like, what you can eat or what if people do to blow loads like Peter North.
All right, Drew.
Your time is up.
All right, but
that was it. 12 seconds.
Let's ponder this for a second.
All right, Drew, first off, take it in. I want to know what he was talking about with the man. Are we talking about the man show?
No. The sitcom. We get broadcast a day late in Texas, so we don't get your show from tonight.
Oh,
from yesterday.
The AIDS Butler?
Oh, AIDS Butler.
So Chong was on your show tonight here in Texas.
Right.
I heard about your sitcom for the first time.
Right.
And I was saying that was a buff from Seinfeld.
AIDS Butler?
Yeah, the butler that was court-ordered to be the person who was court-ordered to be the butler for this person. That was from Seinfeld. I was just questioning.
I know what he's talking about, but I know you didn't know what he's talking about.
He didn't have AIDS, though.
Did he have AIDS? No.
Well, Jerry might, actually.
All right.
I'm kidding.
Let's, aren't you glad, though, we got back with Ash over here?
Let me just take it in.
Yeah, just breathe, man. Just breathe.
And
take in the essence of that.
And listen, are we ever wrong when we think a guy's kind of a prick?
Never. And I he's opened his mouth. I thought, oh,
you know, you guys been doing this a long time. You guys can read through that stuff, man.
Yeah, buddy.
You didn't pick that up right away on him? I heard
the pricky thing
immediately.
No.
How about that? She lives couple states away, and I go to Arkansas, Northeast. We're from the South. We don't dig that Northeast stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, come on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the Northeast. We care.
Ash, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you guys hook up and she gives you crabs or herpes or something, all right?
The creepy crawlers.
That's my sincere hope for you. All right. And Drew, please. Start listening to me. We gotta get back. We gotta tend to Ash. Ash is an a-hole, right? Yes, you told me that, and I agree. He's been talking to us for 5 minutes on the air, but because he had one more question, which had to know.
And you pointed out, and I agreed, and I said, I don't care us about this. I mean, you're right. And then you had to hear it.
No. Yeah, you kept going. You kept going around.
The anticipation was building.
All right,
Rudy.
I've taken it in, and I've learned.
Thank you. Rudy, you're 17.
Hey, what's up, Adam?
What's up? You got a question for Be Real?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
First, I want to say, Adam, Drew, you guys are awesome. Thanksgiving is going to be the year that I've been listening to you guys. It's going to be a whole year. You guys have been doing a good job. Keep it up.
Hey, you're right. It's our anniversary with Rudy, Adam.
Roar! our Rudiversary.
A 1 year Rudy anniversary.
Yeah, because you started listening right about the 24th.
It was your last year's Cranberry.
Yeah,
Jag,
yeah.
And he's been in the hizzle for chisel pizzle ever since.
For wow. Rizzle. Thanks, Rudy.
What is it?
Be real, I was just wondering, what was your inspiration for your music growing up?
You know, just life experiences, you know, vibe to the music and try to write whatever came to mind that I've gone through or seen what a friend go through, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, because I'm from L.A. too, you know, it's a harsh life up there. How was it for you growing up?
Same, man, you know, I had ups and downs, you know, all through it, even now, you know, but you got to, you know, live past those ups and downs and just keep going forward.
Yeah.
All right, Rudy, thanks.
Hey, Rudy.
1 year.
Rudy, yeah. You're living in Oregon, though, right?
Yeah, I went to Big Stink 7. I saw Drew in Cypress Hill there.
Yeah.
Did you get evacuated?
There was a big stink for sure.
Did you get evacuated?
Huh?
Did you get evacuated at the end?
No.
You didn't get evacuated?
No, I don't think so.
All right. You weren't there when those big gas tanks went off?
Oh, yeah.
All right, buddy.
What were you smoking, man?
Maybe
I want some of that.
Maybe it's high in propane.
Yeah, it could be. Propane in the membrane?
Hey, screeners.
That's got to be your next song.
We have only males up here.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I'm going to talk some hot chicks.
It's not good.
And I have not talked to a teenage girl with a huge boobs in like 3 years on this show.
3 years. I've
got to blame somebody.
Three years?
Yes. Remember we used to talk to chicks every once in a while, and they're like, I'm 17, and my problem is I'm really narrow around the hips, but I'm really big up top, and it's to kind of distracting.
Would ask him to slow down right at that point.
My breasts are so full, like they stick straight.
I remember
out,
those
know?
Days.
Like,
oh. I was listening back then,
and they're like, it's hard to buy clothing because I'm so chesty, but I'm so small down below, and it's like I'm like, oh,
you know what?
I love those calls.
There was one story that sticks out in my head that when we first came on your show was this brother and sister, they went out separately and they came back at the end of the night. Their dates didn't go right and they were both kind of loaded and they start looking at each other and then they start feeling on each other.
Yeah.
And how messed up he was about it, but the sister was just all taking it like nothing happened and made breakfast in the morning.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
You want flapjacks or something?
I miss those calls.
Yeah. Some real good incest calls?
Yeah, let's get some of the calls.
so we need the
incest and huge cans.
Skinny big cans and the serious brother-sister incest
right.
call.
All right. Yeah. All of that.
They've got their marching orders now.
You know, I get stoned, but I got a great memory, man.
which is weird.
Yeah, that's backwards for me.
Seen Austin Powers 3 15 times.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this. Buddy Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Be Real here tonight from Cypress Hill. Cypress Hill and Be Real, the founders of the Smokeout, which is taking place at the Memorial Coliseum out here in Los Angeles on the on this Saturday, 3 o'clock to 2 a.m. 40 bands, cover bands, big bands. Everything.
Just right during the USC-UCLA game. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're competing with that.
Well, you know, we're hoping.
Different crowd.
That's not a stoner crowd, is
it? It's a different crowd, and, you know, possibly all the, you know, people come down to the show after that, you know.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool. Because our thing is an all-day thing. That football game ain't going to last all day. So.
Yeah.
What kind of, you got good food there?
Yeah, I believe there's going to be some good stuff out there. We usually have pretty good vendors out there.
Yeah, I can't.
Are you going to be in the Coliseum or around it or both? Or
It's going to be around it. You know, we wanted to make it an outdoor thing. You know, because you can't really throw a festival inside. You know, so
right.
Yeah, we're going to utilize the outside space.
Oh yeah, and people are going to be charging to park on their lawn. That's the main thing you remember about.
Come park on my lawn, $25, please.
Thank you very much. By the way, that's not a good sign for you and your family when you're cashing in on the lawn parking.
All the Rose Parade houses do that.
I know. Doesn't that seem sort of ridiculous, especially in that area?
You know what it is?
They have money there.
Yeah, but it's everyone's 14-year-old son.
They're soaking it up.
It goes, Dad, can I use the driveway this year?
That's what happened.
Yeah. I'm going to go buy me that kick-ass rice rocket.
Yeah, it's crazy. I always remember that on the Coliseum. But the Coliseum, the houses around the Coliseum don't have lawns. It's just dirt anyway, so you might as well just pull up.
Every house has a parking lot.
Yeah, it's right in the front yard. Just drive, push the sofa that's out there, head to the hedge, and you're good.
Yeah, just get it out of the way.
Amber.
Hello?
Hi, Amber.
What's up?
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Great.
Okay, my question is, my boyfriend, he would be, smaller size penis.
You might have that?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was, last time he had, Magnum condoms.
Nice.
Smart.
Yeah, a little sleight of hand there.
Compensation.
Slipping a jelly bean in a balloon.
Yeah. Yeah, so did it not work so good, or did he...
fall off?
Well, almost, and he kept fixing it, and I was like, where did you get these? And he said he bought them because the ones that fit aren't comfortable, and he liked those because they're loose.
Tell him to tie a rubber band on the end next time.
All right, that's all right.
Really, you liked it because it's loose?
That's what he said, I guess.
Some guys like baggy pants.
Yeah, I was thinking about all these guys walking around with their ass hanging out of their pants dragging on the ground and stuff. Maybe it's the same with the condoms.
Yeah, that's a risk, though.
Why don't you tell him it doesn't feel good to you?
Tell him. I try to talk to him, but I feel bad. I don't want to tell him, they're too big.
Whoa. Yeah, just tell him something that fits differently. This one didn't feel good to you.
Yeah, why don't you get on the birth control pill?
I had the shot, and I just got off of it because I didn't like it.
You just got off the shot.
You want to get on the pills now?
Yeah,
I have it, but I didn't have the money to pick it up because my insurance isn't that good.
What I don't get is why would he want a baggy condom?
I don't know.
What do you want that for?
I think he just likes the Magnum wrapper sitting on the nightstand.
He wants to be able to say, I wore a Magnum.
That's what feels good to him. It's not the actual fit of the condom. It's the Magnum wrapper.
Well, you got to feel it out to be able to be proud to wear it, right?
Yeah, but guys, they'll compensate that way. Hey, Amber?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, why don't you buy the condoms?
There you go.
You buy the Slim Jim variety that's made by Play School or something. Bring it over there. All right, Amber. You're fine, but you get on that pill. And you got to get the money together for that pill.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to ask Drew.
Yeah?
I've been off of it for, 2 weeks or something.
The shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been, bleeding the whole time.
Yeah, get on the pill. That will stop that.
Well, how long will it take to stop if I don't get it?
Oh, it can keep going for a while.
Can I just get the pill and start taking it? Or don't I have to take it the Sunday after my period?
You can just start. Either Wednesday or Sunday.
All right. Drew, why don't you ring her up at home, remind her on Wednesday. Diana?
Hello?
Ooh.
What's up? You're 18?
Yeah, I am. Basically, when I was about, 10 or 11, my brother, who's maybe a year and a half older than me, I guess, I don't know if it's rape or considered rape or whatever, but he basically stuck himself in me.
Here's the call you're asking for, Adam. Nothing, go ahead.
I'm one of the huge kings. Yeah, it's true. Be Real did request an incest call.
I did not request it.
Yeah, this one's going out to Be Real. Main man from Cypress Hill. Living out there in the West Valley. Cruising his Range Rover. And he called in a little bit earlier on the incest line. He said, I don't want to hear a little something that had to do with a guy banging his sister.
So Be Real, one's for you.
This one's for you. All right.
Okay.
Diana, here we go.
All right, and this happened just one time?
Yeah, one time.
When you were 11 or something, 10.
Yeah, I was finishing my menstrual cycle. They started early.
Wait a minute. you gotta put spaces in between your words.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You had already begun menstruating because you were mature at a young age.
Yeah. Well, I think I finished, that day. I haven't had it, in a long time. I haven't spotted. And after he did that, I bled a little, and I was at the time, I didn't know what the heck was going on.
You bled a while probably because he ruptured your hymen or something.
I don't know. Now I'm 18, I'm kind of religious. I don't want to save my virginity if there's any left.
Many people that were sexually
abused. Hold on a second. Hey, you speak teenage gibberish?
I got most of this. A lot of people that were sexually abused when they were young kids wish to have their virginity restored. They'll sort of declare themselves virgin. How do you think we should rule on this one?
There's an example I want to cite, but it's going to take too much time. Any woman who has her virginity taken, you know, via rape or incest or whatever, still a virgin. She's a virgin in my
there you go.
My mind, and can legally marry the sheikh now. Okay. Hey, no, wait, Diana.
Mm-hmm.
How old was your brother when he did this to you?
Maybe you were a year and a half older.
12 or 13.
Yeah, and
okay.
Like, I don't know if there's even ways to tell by your urine. I don't know.
Tell whether you're a virgin?
Well, like, I don't know if there's something that is a reason to
have. There's no one. Doreen, right now, how could someone tell?
I guess I don't know. No. I'm saying, like, if I can tell for myself, because I don't really know if he broke it or not.
Yes, he did.
Okay, well, also, because I've had other little things happen when I was about 7.
Yeah.
How about when you were 4?
But I don't know.
All right, hold on, Diana. We got to go to break, okay. But I have no doubt that many things have happened to you,
mm-hmm.
and they're all steering you toward the therapist's office.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I don't have much money. I'm a college student. Do you know?
Where are you in college?
I'd rather not say.
Well, then go to the mental health services at your college, because most colleges have very, very good services.
Does the college have does it start with a J-R?
Or does is it a UC of?
Yeah.
Okay, they'll have excellent services there.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, baby, take care of yourself.
All right, thank you.
All right, and I hope, what's that brother of yours doing?
Well,
he
and his girlfriend are having a baby.
Oh my God. Talk to your therapist. You may have to report this.
It's great. It's great that he's having kids. Hope he has a daughter, right?
Looking
for fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Wow. What's wrong with you? Be real with those incest calls.
We'll be right back.
Love Line, fastest growing outlaw radio in North America. Yeah, we got a 50,000 watt flamethrower here. Get close to dropping trap. Yeah. My partner over there is a love doctor. It's Dr. Drew, man. And let me tell you something about Drew. This guy, out of control. This dude will say anything at any time, man. Drew, man, you're crazy, man. Man, I swear I'll take that microphone away from you, man. So the program director will bust in here and shut us down.
He's a wild man, man.
He's out of control, this guy. And he's unpredictable. You never know what he's going to say.
Take a little Vicodin tonight, take some codeine, smoke a little heroin.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Be Real is here tonight. Be Real, of course, from Cypress Hill, and the main instigator of the smokeout, which is going on year, 6, 7? What year are we in on the smokeout?
This is number 5.
But 2 years from now, it'll be year 6 or 7,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I'm saying.
If the finger count is right, yeah.
Yeah, no signs of slowing down or letting up, right?
Nah, we don't believe in that. We just want to keep going, you know, keep entertaining people somehow.
And does a lot of these things, these, you know, festivals end up, you know, they go on the road and they end up doing a whole bunch of dates and stuff. And I know you guys just do one date. Is there any plans to do a New York smoke out?
Yeah, we definitely want to expand to New York first before we take it anywhere else.
No,
you know?
How weird you picked New York. Why New York?
Well, because L.A. and New York are the biggest markets for, you know, for concerts or, you know, music in general.
Yeah, do you want to go to, like, Montana or one of the Dakotas?
Chicago, D.C.
Well, Chicago, too.
Miami, I don't know where
you... Yeah, it would go L.A., obviously, first, because it's our hometown, and then we would go to New York, and then eventually Chicago and possibly Florida. It's harder in Miami because of the past history with rap over there and the concerts that they've had and the troubles that they had with rap concerts over there. So it'd probably be harder to get in Miami, but a little bit easier in New York.
Yeah, that's why one of my favorite TV moments of all time was Ted Koppel a few years back saying, controversial rap group 2 Live Crew was arrested in Dade County this week for singing their song, Me So Horny.
just laughing my ass off. I've seen a guy in there in a bad suit and a toupee.
Me so 50. Horny.
Me so horny. Jane, over to you and weather.
Yeah, he had great emphasis on it.
I don't know. It's like, don't these guys read the teleprompter? You know what I mean? Like, I'd be saying, I don't know. You got to just say they're controversial rap group who was arrested. Do I have to explain that? Me so horny. They're smacking their bitch up.
He probably loved saying it, you know? When would he ever get to say something that crazy?
I guess he doesn't have to announce me so horny on the air so often, but it just... I don't know if I'm the only guy who took notice of that.
You know, I was recounting to my wife the episode we had with the LAPD where you had to record a rejoinder for things you had said on the air about one of the officers.
Yeah.
And us reading it straight and how...
Yeah, the retractions.
It was any references to said officer mincing about in a fistful of chiffon are strictly conjectural and not the opinions.
Wow.
Yeah, it is funny. It is the retractions end up, you know, the attraction ends up being like if you got in a huge blowout with your wife or girlfriend or something, and then she made you repeat the whole thing and then say you're sorry, like, you're not a smelly coos.
Any references to that were not appropriate.
I should not pee whip you.
And I'm sorry.
But then repeating everything you said. Yeah, it becomes comical.
Do you still have that tape,
Anderson? It's just awful.
No. Anderson was
absolutely
awful. He was one that read it, weren't you? Or was it Mike? It was Dooley.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever confuse that. I just remember it. What?
True, you're getting old, buddy.
I thought it was Anderson that read that.
That thing was, I did that 2 years before Anderson showed up, yeah. I think. Jen?
Yeah?
You're 19. What's up?
Yes, I am. My question is for Dr. Drew.
Uh-huh.
I have been thinking about getting my nipple pierced.
Oh, wait a minute. This might be for Adam. He was wishing for a call like this.
Oh, this could be, except for I'm not a 15-year-old girl with large breasts.
But you're 19.
I'm 19.
With large breasts.
How big is the breast that the nipple is on?
36C.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Not so much. Yeah. All right.
You a big gal?
No.
All right. Keep rolling.
Okay. So my question. I've been doing some research on getting it done, and I was wondering, like, what any long-term effects would be, like, if I ever wanted to, like, breastfeed, and also, like, any side effects from it would be, like, you know, and, like, would I be, like, Permanip or what, you know?
Permanip.
Oh, you're constantly erect.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. What about it? I mean, could it, could she get stenosis of the nipple or something?
Nipple erecti?
Yeah.
No, it apparently doesn't significantly affect the breastfeeding, though breastfeeding is already difficult enough.
Uh-huh.
It does make it more challenging.
Uh-huh.
There obviously are the usual risks of infection and rejection that can really scar things and screw things up. I mean, every once in a while you'll talk to somebody who has a horrible experience with nipple piercings they wish to hell they'd never done.
Who's I ask this all the time, and maybe I'm running with the wrong crowd, and B-Real's definitely hipper than we are, so we'll ask him. I it doesn't turn me on. Like, if a chick's hot. She's never missing a nipple ring. Like, I'm never like, that chick's hot, but she'd be smoking if she had the ring in her nipple. And if a chick's not hot, there's not enough rings and enough nipples to make her hot.
Well, in fact, it kind of detracts.
It does end up getting a little, because now they get a little skanky at a certain point.
I think it's up to the individual. Some people like that freaky stuff, you know what I mean? You know?
Right. But
they use it to their little advantages when the sex play comes in or whatever.
But, Jen, are you looking to attract the guy who's into a little bit of the freaky thing?
A little bit of yanking, pulling.
No, not especially. It's just something I thought about it, and I was like, well... You know, it might be kind of fun, like kind of playful. I mean, it would just be for me. Just exactly.
Right. Right.
But, I mean, it's not like even when I do it, I probably wasn't going to tell that many people. I just, you know, I wanted to get the information.
Yeah. All right. I'm just telling you that there's a potential risk here, and it doesn't up your number as far as guys goes.
Got it.
So to me, it's like, why shell out the money?
Only downside.
Right. Naked nipples, man. Naked nipples.
So,
let your nipples be free.
Yeah. All right, but I mean, if you're hell bent on it.
Oh, I'm not hell bent. I just,
All right.
We got a guy named Ernie in here who likes nipple rings, but you know, that's beyond the point.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't know if you want Ernie. So that's what you're going to end up with, Ernie.
Right on.
You don't want that. Wait, is Ernie the guy who barbecues in your
that's
posse?
That's Ernie, man. That's whenever Ernie? You got one of those things going on at your place.
I remember
that's
Ernie.
That's the man, certified.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ernie looks like he's been around a barbecue.
Well, he didn't get that girlish figure by not knowing how to barbecue.
He's not eating that tofu and bronca flour over there. He's around the grill. Yeah, I like that.
Anti-vegetable.
We got to talk barbecue during the break, because now that you've moved, I got a barbecue joint for you.
Oh, you moved?
Yeah, mid-Northridge.
Out of Adams' neighborhood?
Yeah. He used to live down the street.
God, I know.
His wild parties were just too, you know.
They're too out of control.
Wow. Out of control, man.
You were there for a long time.
Yeah, I was, man, but, you know, the neighbors drove me out.
Oh, yeah.
Adam petitioned and, you know, they won.
Well, it's, you know, property values were going down. There's a certain element that was associated.
They had a rapper on the block, for Christ's sake.
Kevin?
Yes, hi. May I first make a comment to Jen about the nipple ring?
Yes.
Hi, they do make clip-ons that you can try. You know, to see if she likes it.
Huh.
You know, and if her partner likes it.
And it doesn't.
She actually gets pierced.
Almost like a fake earring.
Yeah.
And is that, like, that would seem to be uncomfortable on the nipple.
No, it's not really uncomfortable. And it can be a fun thing for her lover to, you know, arouse her and then put the ring on the erect nipple.
All right.
I would think it's like a permanent bite.
He's gay.
Yeah.
And the clips.
All right. Why not just put a roach clip or some jumper cables or something?
Yeah, jumper cables. There you go.
Roach clip is alligator clip, Drew. Yeah. Hip hop, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Or go get those old laundry pins. There you go.
What's up, Kevin? Anything else?
I had a question about regarding condoms. I heard that the animal skin doesn't provide the same protection that a latex would against STDs.
That's basically true.
Yeah. So what is an alternative if someone is allergic to latex?
Polyurethane.
Polyurethane?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks. All right there, Kevin.
You know, I found out I was...
Good times, buddy.
I'm going to maybe do some work for Trojan. They sent me a pamphlet they have on their products and stuff. And there's a damn big... They have a polyurethane product. I thought, that's news, guys. You can put that out there.
Trojan.
I didn't know Trojan made a polyurethane condom.
Who'd you think made a polyurethane?
I thought they were sort of independent. I thought just it was sort of a polyurethane sort of brand, and that's that.
Let the options be known, man.
Yeah. Love Line is brought to you by Trojan.
Yeah, that's true. And Drew's going to get behind their
oral sex condom.
Their flavored condom. Which I'm telling you,
now,
Drew.
My question is, do you get to test them out?
Sure.
All right, cool.
What?
I'm telling you that there's certain things in society that are made like, it's like they call, you know, they call a bong a tobacco, a water pipe, and and they call, you know, joint rolling papers, you know, tobacco, cigarette papers, you know.
Euphemism.
Wink, wink. We know where this product is going. It's like fortified wine. These big companies make fortified wine. They know they're going to junkies and winos and stuff. They pretend like, well, it's an inexpensive wine for the working man. No, of course not. These flavored condoms, prostitution.
That's it.
That's the only one. Who else performs oral sex while you have a condom on?
How about gay males? How about that?
No. Yeah, I don't think gay males use condoms unless it's
you know what, they're
anus.
They're definitely really not for couples, because I don't see couples just, you know.
No, it's for younger folks and for high-risk contacts.
I have to agree
with Adam on this one.
Thank you.
I'm saying the same thing.
You're going to endorse a product that's made for prostitutes. That's what I'm saying, and that's what Be Real is saying.
Well, no, I was just
agreeing. That's what he's saying. Now, he wants more incest calls, so let's get back to the phones.
Yeah, bring it on, man.
Kaylee?
Keely. Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
I wanted to know if there's something that you can give a person so when they smoke weed, they get sick.
Damn.
Like, you know that pill you give alcoholics and they get sick if they drink alcohol?
Well, first of all,
just go buy the worst weed possible.
Yeah.
There isn't anything like that. However, even that pill you're talking about for alcoholics does nothing for their alcoholism.
Really?
It's not how you treat alcoholics.
Oh, no. It's not to treat him. It's for my brother. It's to punish him.
Just give him a bad guilt trip all day.
What'd he do?
Okay, I gave him money to go havesies on a birthday present for my mom.
Havesies.
It's going to be good, yeah.
He spent the money on weed, and I'm not going to go rat him out to my parents because that would be really not very nice, but I would rather make him sick.
Rather make him sick than
Well, next time he has a good sack of weed, just go steal it and, you know, hide it from
him. There is a medicine that will decrease the effect of weed. It appears that naltrexone, which is an opiate blocking agent, will make it...
This is turning into MacGyver stuff for her. Yeah. Keely?
Yes.
What gift were you going to get your parents?
We were going to give her one of those massaging chair things. You put it on the chair and it massages and it heats up.
Mm-hmm. And he smoked it off. What a bastard.
A little crap head. I wanted to beat him.
How much money did you give him?
I gave him like $60.
You went and got an eighth, man.
is an eighth around? That's 60 now,
that's
right?
$60, depending.
Well, here it's
Oregon,
free.
Portland.
You're calling from Oregon, so it's free there, right?
So that's probably
pretty much. You walk down the street and somebody's like, you want some weed? And you're like, okay.
All right.
Jack and the weed stock.
So you're going to, I want you to, what happened to just an old-fashioned kick in the nuts?
Because he's a lot bigger than me, and if I did that, he would totally beat the crap out of me.
All right, but here's the thing, because I have this with my own family, though it doesn't really work for me, but it will work with you. It's good having people around you, especially deadbeats, who owe you money, because as long as they owe you money, they can't ask for more money. And it seems like $50-$60 seems like a lot of money, but it's a small price to pay for a life of this guy never hitting you up. Like, it's worse if he pays you the $60, because within 6 months, he's going to need some more money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's good to have that with people.
Yeah. You got insurance now that he won't bother you for any more.
Right. I say, let that be your satisfaction and your payback. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I already hate Chris.
Chris on hold for 84 minutes.
So. Oh, okay. All right, Chris, I like you. Go ahead.
Go.
Yeah, I'm 18, and like every time I get in a relationship, I have sex with girls, and then I don't want to see them no more or talk to them or nothing.
All right. So
and I want to know if that's normal.
Well, how long are do these relationships go on?
For like about 3 weeks at a time.
Three weeks. He's 18?
Yeah.
Sounds normal.
So there's a lot of that goes on at 17, 18, 19.
It's normal if you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Does it work? Can you get away with it?
Yeah, but I don't talk to them no more after that or associate with them or anything.
Well, I'm assuming what you're expressing to us is guilt. And that's healthy. That's normal. You should feel bad. These women are obviously thinking that you're involved in a more substantial way than you are. Maybe you can kind of learn to curtail and contain some of these impulses a little bit.
You only like them till you have sex with them?
Yeah, I don't know why, but like before I have sex with them, I really like them a lot. But after that, then it's like whatever.
Yeah, you know, what about the part where you want to have more sex with the same person, though?
Yeah, I just don't know. That's just my feelings.
One of the common reasons that people get into this pattern is envy. They want something, but it wouldn't want to be a member of a club that would have them as a member.
Yeah.
It spoils it when they succumb
to it. It's like low self-esteem.
It's a lot of that. It's narcissism.
How's your mom doing?
She's doing all right.
You like her?
Yeah.
You love her?
Yeah.
She treats you right growing up?
Yeah.
And what about your dad?
He's a lowlife.
Well, then maybe that's the problem. Where is he out of the picture?
Yeah.
Is he an alcoholic or abusive or something?
Yeah, he's a speed hit.
Mama's been a little tough, too, though, huh?
Huh?
Mama's pretty tough, too, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she beat the crap out of him a few times, I'm sure.
Really? Is she tough?
Yeah, she's pretty tough.
All right. All right, so listen, Chris.
It's hard to like a woman and be open and be vulnerable and you've been beat up.
You've been
that.
Burned a few times, but I mean, by your family. But here's the deal. You're 18. You're asking the right questions. You're not an idiot.
You have guilt.
You have guilt.
You have a conscience.
Which is good. And don't get anyone pregnant. Get a little therapy or read a book and, you know, just keep going through your relationships. I mean, if you want to change it, you'll change it.
Yeah, keep rocking on till you decide to, you know, change it.
Yeah, and you can chip away at it a little bit each relationship. I know this sounds ridiculous, but you go out with someone for 3 weeks, that make your next one be 5 weeks, and then the one after that can be 3 months.
All right.
And you're 18. There's a ton of room, ton of time. You'll be fine. But you just have to keep on it.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
All right. Listen, guys, your relationships, and be real, tell me if this experience rings true for you. It's kind of like your career. It's like when you're 18 or 19 as a guy, you're not anywhere. You're not supposed to be anywhere.
You're everywhere.
You're not getting it done. Yeah. I mean, but you understand, all right, I'm green, I'm a rookie, I'm going to focus on this stuff, I'm going to learn a little something, I'll get a little better each year. It's the same with the relationships.
Definitely. You know, at first you don't know any better, you know, and you just sometimes you go with different girls or whatever. If you're a girl going with different guys, sometimes you find after you go through all that, you know, the intercourse and all the physical stuff that, you know, maybe you really don't get along with that person the way you thought you did. So, you know.
But it's not like you're going to be the same way at 28 as you were at 18.
No.
Or at least hopefully
not. Hope not. Yeah.
Right.
You know, you've got to learn from all those, you know, mistakes.
We got Denise over here on line two. Should we tease that and then go to break?
Uh-huh.
Denise?
Hello.
You're 25?
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Good, what's up?
So this guy at work, he's my supervisor. He told me that he liked me, mm-hmm. and he's married. And about half a year after he told me that, I started finding pornography on the computers at work.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm an Asian woman, and I would find...
You're a what?
I'm an Asian woman.
Asian
and,
woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would find these pictures of just naked Asian schoolgirls, and they kind of look like me.
Schoolgirls?
Yeah.
Do you know Minka?
No.
Number one Asian big boob queen?
Yeah, I actually have heard of her.
Number one?
Number one, that's right. Yeah, have you heard of Minka?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a fan of the show.
You know. Who is number one?
Minka is. All right. You don't look like Minka, do you?
I wish I did.
Yeah, me too.
Number one, Asian big boob queen.
The thing that's funny about her, she has cans that stick out like 6 feet past her chin. And she's trying to work her... what's that one about her playing tennis?
Don't play tennis no more. Don't play tennis no more.
Drew, you got next time you're out, forget about Dr. Bruce. Let's get Minka in here. Bruce is worthless. He sits there and he just babbles behind the mic. We get Minka in here, do a good job for us.
Yeah.
All right, so listen,
this
Denise.
This is a tease, right, Adam?
Yeah, it's a tease. That's right.
Hold on, Denise.
Hang on. Are you cute?
I guess kind of.
Yeah. I love Asian women because they got a few good things going for them, you know, like right out of the gate. You know, that the beautiful skin, mm-hmm. and they're not a lot of hair on them, mm-hmm. which is a nice combo. So it's a good combo, especially that, you know what's best is that Eurasian thing, like half Swedish, and half Korean.
The combination
like
pack.
That. Yeah, that is a good combination.
Yeah, I could see by the way you're salivating.
Yeah. Be Real is in here tonight talking about the smokeout this Saturday at the Coliseum. We'll take a break. We'll come back with... Minka? No, Denise, after this. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Be Real in here from Cypress Hill and the man behind the smokeout, which is taking place at the L.A. Coliseum this Saturday, 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. All right, now when we left off, we were speaking to Denise. Denise is 25. She's Asian. She has a coworker. I guess her boss. I don't know if it's a coworker or someone
boss.
Who's in
boss.
Above her. Boss who is married but has been made overtures toward her and found some Asian schoolgirl porn on his computer.
That reminded her of her. And then we saw an example of how she sets herself up for abuse by virtue of the way Adam was treating her.
Oh, please. Now, you say these Asian women all look like you?
They kind of do. Like, I look really young.
Right.
And I don't know. I just freaked out when I saw it.
Yeah.
Well, has he been really hounding you?
Well, so he's really subtle. Like, I can see him looking at me in the corner of my eye.
Yeah.
Like, he'll rock across me. Like, when he doesn't need to, when I'm wearing a shirt, you know, and then he'll look down and then he'll walk away.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me so much, and I don't know what to do.
And it's scaring you?
Yeah.
You've worked with him for how long?
So, I've been working here for about 4 years.
When did you see the pictures?
That was about a year and a half ago.
What kind of business is it?
It's science.
Science?
It's like biology research.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on a second. Asians don't disappoint, do they? You know she's not working at a Del Taco, right? She's a 25-year-old Asian woman. She's curing AIDS.
She's biotechnology.
Yeah.
See, this guy's a...
They don't disappoint, and I didn't mean that in a good way.
He's a scientist and a freak.
Well, I think there's
well,
no
well,
doubt...
Well, wait a minute. I got to cut you off, Drew, because there's a few things, which is you've worked with this guy for 4 years...
Mm-hmm.
And he's never done anything, really. I mean, he's never made a move.
No.
I don't understand why you're scared of him.
Well, one time he grabbed my leg.
As you were walking by, or he just sort of did it while you're sitting?
Yeah. We were sitting in an airplane.
Okay. I mean, he did that thing on your knee where he squeezed your knee?
Yeah, kind of up on my thigh.
Because he was talking to you and sort of laid a hand on you while he was expressing himself?
Well, he thought I was sleeping.
Oops. Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, that'll
freak somebody. You don't want to start with the vagina. I start with the leg, see if they wake up, and if there's no movement on the leg, I go right for the vagina.
Start with a pinky toe.
Wow.
I thought I was dreaming, but then he did it again. He did it like 5 times.
Okay, and that was how long ago?
This was like a year and a half. Well,
that's inappropriate.
That's about 2 years ago.
Inappropriate touching, and then the porn on the computers. Many people would consider that a form of sexual abuse, particularly if you're sort of lauding it, discussing it.
Why are you seeing what's on his computer?
So when I go on the internet, I type in my addresses. So one time I typed in www.a.
Well, don't say it on the air.
Yeah, so I'm not going to, but I typed in A and then the whole thing came up.
You typed in
his website.
His password,
his email,
right?
Yeah.
So, we just use the same computers at work.
No.
All you have to do is type in the first letter of that website.
It was a memory address of an
site. Right, exactly.
Okay, well, Denise.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to sum this up. Denise, you're 25 years old, and you seem like you're putting too much stock into this. I mean, yes, the guy's a little creepy, but you've worked with him for 4 years. He's never really done anything.
Yeah, don't be alone with him. Stay safe. Structure environment.
What's up with you? You don't have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going okay?
Yeah.
You tell him about this then.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Let him help
him.
Her.
The guy's not doing anything.
But let him help her feel
help
bad
her about what?
If there's anything goes wrong.
Well, I don't know. You know, he touched her, you know, up on the thigh when she was asleep.
Yeah, that's
kind of
weird. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, like 4 times even.
She thought she was dreaming, which means who the hell knows? A stewardess, you know, the booze cart could have grazed her leg on the way down the aisle.
Were you sitting on the inside or the aisle?
I was sitting on the inside.
All right.
Well, there was no cart.
I ate a bowl of a guy's nuts that passed out. I don't mean his actual scrotum, but
what?
If a passenger passes out next to me, I help myself to their food, which to me is a bigger offense than the actual molestation. But you know, that's my own.
See, but the thing is, in some planes, there's that middle. Well, in most planes, there's that, you know, the armrest that separates
the
seats.
That's in first class, big girl.
Well, no, that's also in coach, because I've sat in coach, too.
Yeah, once in high school.
Well, you can raise the arm, yes, but most of the time there's, you know.
Yeah, put that arm down.
Put the arm down, and maybe he crossed the border. That's all
right. I don't think he's the world's greatest guy. I think she's worked for 4 years and nothing's really happened. And that kind of stuff where I can tell he's thinking about me or I can see him looking at me out of the corner of my eye, that doesn't really mean that's neither here nor there, really.
Unfortunately, it's not.
It's like Drew said, just don't be alone with him. He'll be straight.
Right. So. Now, what is this name?
Canute?
Canute.
All right. What's up, Canute?
Hey, Adam. I just want to preface all my remarks by letting you know that I am a Norwegian-American. And I'm a tool maker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I called the show to...
I guess no ethnicity disappoints, do they?
What kind of tools do you make?
Oh, specialized tools for specialized applications. And also some other, you know,
yeah,
things out of metal.
Whatever.
And I know you have.
Now I get it.
I know you have.
It makes tools out of metal.
People that work with metal. But anyway, I called the show to say right on about urinating in the sink. I think more people should do that, and
thank you.
It would save a lot of water
and a lot of tears. Yeah, a lot of tears.
I'm getting into it myself, and also I just want to let you know that there are folks out there at the other end of the spectrum that never masturbate. Speaking from personal experience, I haven't whacked it for about 30 years now.
Oh my God!
And some people might wonder, well, what's your reasoning for that? I was like, I just tried it, and I wasn't in love with myself, so, you know.
All right, but Canute, if
no self-love, huh?
If I did not beat off for 30 years, my penis would sue my hand. Like there would be a lawsuit against my hand. It would be the Adam Carolla's penis versus Adam Carolla's left hand. That is unfair to your penis.
I can hear that.
Yeah, your penis.
You're a mighty selfish dude, man.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out to Be Real. I don't even know where Cypress Hill is, and I grew up in L.A. And I do know where DeBoer is, though.
All right, but you know where are you calling from?
Santa Maria, Cal.
And,
Canute, are you married?
Yeah.
So you have sex with your wife?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
All right.
Still no excuse for not beating off.
Yeah,
no.
It's a reasonable excuse, though. Maybe not an acceptable one, but it makes sense. He's not saying, I never ejaculate in 30 years. It's like, hey, sex all the time.
Right.
Not interested in it.
How often do you have sex?
At least the national average twice a week.
At least twice a week.
Yeah.
See? No excuse.
Yeah.
You should be beating off.
I do have a question for Dr. Drew, though.
Yeah, Canute, what's up?
Yeah, you guys are kind of fixated on Vicodins. I had hospitalization about 3 years ago, diagnosed as a meningitis, and it seems like ever since that time, I really don't think straight without some Vicodins.
Yeah, well, obviously, for the last 30 years, you haven't been thinking straight.
No. This is just in the last 3 years since I had a pretty horrific bout of reoccurring meningitis. I didn't know I had it at first. And then a couple of three episodes, I ended up in the hospital. And I just, I'm not back to being well.
All right. Drew, what about the Vicodin?
Well, if you've been on Vicodin for years, of course you don't think straight when you're coming off it because there's a withdrawal syndrome and it can last weeks and months. And you have to have you have to be completely drug-free for at least 4 to 6 months before you really achieve anything like a baseline.
Hey, if you do too many of those, couldn't that give you a heart condition as well?
No.
No?
It can screw up your liver, though.
I thought I heard, like that.
It can make you deaf, too. It's nothing that's poorly, not well sort of publicized, but Vicodin, even in normal doses, can cause deafness.
Well, because it relaxes, it's a muscle relaxer, or it's a pain.
Opiate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Opioid.
Now, listen, I can't figure out whether I like this nude or not. I think I don't like it. I like the idea that he makes tools.
The Nudnik for the North.
But he doesn't hasn't beat off since.
You Canute understand it?
Who was in office, Carter? Who was in office when Canute beat off last time?
30 years ago? Carter. Ford. Carter.
Ford?
Only Carter.
Carter was in office the last time you beat your meat?
Last time he beat off was with Carter.
I don't remember.
Man. That's a scary thought, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, Canute, do one tonight for me.
Oh, Adam.
Squeeze Come
one
on, off. Buddy.
Squeeze one off for Adam, man. Come on. You could do it.
He smokes a lot of pot.
I'll see if I can take it up with my hand on that.
Yeah, please. All right. Do it for me tonight, buddy. Come on.
All right.
And I'll tell you what. Let's link it up. Because I'm going to be doing one in about... How long is it going to get home, Drew?
27 minutes.
And the show. Hold on. Yeah, let me try to figure this out. A show ends at midnight.
You'll be going at 12:32.
Well, I'm in my garage by 12:27.
So you're on schedule for one then, huh?
I got one
schedule.
Coming up in about 54 minutes.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if I can hook that up, Canute. Canute.
I'll give it the college try.
Okay. Set your clock. Let's synchronize our watches, and let's do one about 12:39 this evening, all right?
All right.
I'll be thinking of you, buddy.
All right.
All right. Open that's your window.
Scarier.
You'll probably hear me.
That's, that's even scarier.
Yeah. Well, it's good we got Canute in here.
Wear a raincoat and have an umbrella handy.
Be real. I was going to think of be real, but now I'm going to Canute. Well, it's hard to control. You know, your mind works. Stuff runs through it. You don't know what could go through it.
I don't blame you.
And if you think, and this happened to me, don't think about be real. Don't think. And it's like, pow, there he is. All right, let's take a quick break. And we'll be right back. Hey, yo, Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Drew. Be Real here from Cypress Hill. And the Smokeout coming up this Saturday with a million bands and a million bongs. And there's going to be food grilling and chicks pulling their tops up.
A lot of flesh.
A lot of flesh.
And it's cold, so, you know, erect nipples, right? You like
and
that.
And Ernie will be barbecuing, right?
Yeah, and Ernie will probably be slapping some stuff on the grill. Who knows?
Ernie strikes me as one of those guys who's worked the 50-gallon drum grill, which is the real grill.
He's worked them all.
Yeah, he's seen some grills in his day. Jimmy is a big griller in my life, you know.
Nice.
He goes nuts.
I could see that.
Jimmy's so crazy with the grilling that, you know, he's marinating stuff. He's doing his own thing. He doesn't want you to bother him. He has some kind of focus. And if you walk over to it and stab something with a fork or something, he starts screaming, you're breaking the, you're letting the juice out. And he starts running at you like a crazy, like your dad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's true. You can't, Ernie will tell you, you can't hit it with a fork. You can grab some tongs and flip it. You don't want to pierce the membrane and let all that beautiful juice come out of that steak. Terry?
Hello?
You're 28?
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
My libido has gone down to, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on medication. I'm on Paxil and I'm on Wellbutrin.
All right, well, there you go, the Paxil.
But it's just gone down to, like, nothing. Is there anything I can do? I figured Paxil's contributing to it. Is there anything I can do to bring it up?
Terry, it's Paxil. I'm telling you something. Women complain when they're on these serotonin reuptake drugs, particularly Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, that sex stops even making sense to them. It's like, what? Why do people even touch? It's like, looks almost uncomfortable.
The sex is awesome and it's wonderful, and you know, I'm multiply orgasmic, but I just don't have the drive to say, okay, hey, let's go do it, hon.
Yeah, are you married?
Yeah, 8 years.
How long have you been on the Paxil for?
A year.
How long have you had problems with libido?
Since our first daughter was born 7 years ago.
It dropped off after that, and then has it continued dropping, or is it the same?
Yeah, we have our first child is 7, and our second is 6, and it's just continued to disintegrate.
Was there another step down after the second child?
Yeah.
Are you on birth control pills?
No.
Sometimes getting on pills will restore libido that's associated with childbearing.
Yeah, not birth control, Quaaludes.
Yeah.
They loosen you up, but you don't care.
Really, if you're worried about your libido, that Paxil, no way they're going to be able to restore it on Paxil. No way. And you're already on the Wellbutrin, which is the only thing that you can really do to try to restore it with the Paxil. Talk to your doctor about something called Cerazone or Remeron. Those are the only other two antidepressants that will not affect your libido. Or maybe the Wellbutrin by itself.
Uh-huh.
What do you have?
I tried the Wellbutrin by itself, and the Paxil just keeps me happy.
Well, ask about the Cerazone. That's another one that works pretty well. It doesn't cause the sexual...
In place of the Paxil?
Yeah. And then you see about getting on the birth control pill. Sometimes certain birth control pills will make libido more powerful.
Are you depressed?
Yeah, that's why...
I have been my entire life.
Oh, really? Yeah. What happens when you get off your medication? You get depressed?
I sleep all day and I don't get up and out of bed.
So yeah. You have something called dysthymia, right?
Yeah.
What is that, Drew?
That's depression your whole life.
Yeah.
My mom's got that.
Yeah.
Hey, well, she got the bed part down.
But I also wanted to give a word out to anybody who... I know you give advice to a lot of people, and, you know, it doesn't have to be bad. I mean, seek therapy and get some medication, and it can be good.
That's right.
Your life can be better again.
Hey, Sherry, the idea is not to make things worse, to try to make things better.
Exactly.
Right. And to get paid, though, right, Drew?
Yeah, of course.
You want to get paid. You got to play golf and send them kids to private school.
Golf, that's what I do.
That's true. Drew can't stand the idea of golf. And Drew, what's up? Are you bringing your wife to Vegas?
Yep.
Oh.
Good times.
Boom. He whipped, but. Oh, man.
She said it's okay if we go out and do stuff, though.
Oh, please. Please. I'm going to Vegas. Me and Drew are going to Vegas on
Friday.
Do a little crank yanking. And Snoop Dogg's going out there. David Allen Greer.
It's going to be fun.
Jimmy's coming out there. And Drew's got to bring the old lady.
Oops.
Yeah. I told him, hey, man, you're flying solo this time. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then, then my secretary comes in and goes, Drew's wife needs tickets to go to Vegas. I said, absolutely not. No way. She's buying her own ticket. Where are you guys staying?
Wherever I'm staying.
Wherever you're staying?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where am I staying?
I think staying at the Four Seasons. Yeah. And I'm going to, you know what? I'm seeing Siegfried and Roy on Friday night.
No way.
Yes way. You know why?
You've never seen him.
I've never seen him. And here's my take on in life. Like, I'm sure they'll suck. I'm sure they're a novelty act and all that kind of stuff.
No, I heard it's impressive.
They're good?
Yeah.
Jimmy can't stand them, but Jimmy's from Vegas. Yeah. He wants me to see a blue man. But it's like, hey, I want to see some guy spit a ping pong ball out of a piece of PVC pipe with shoe polish on his face for $105. Give me the two homos with the Tigers any day. That's my take.
Yeah, it's more of a show.
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, I'm sure there was a time in Vegas when people in the mid-70s, later 70s, when if you said you were going to go see Elvis, people would have made fun of you.
Absolutely.
I mean, like in 1976, 77, when did he die, 77? If you said, I'm going to go see Elvis down at the Hilton, they would have been like, come on,
dude.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah, right. You should go see James Taylor or Carole King or someone, you know, go see Yes or something like that. But now, you wish you saw the guy. This is the same thing with me and Siegfried and Roy.
That's true.
Hey, okay. You should have seen Liberace, too, before he kicked off. Uh-huh. Just so you could say.
Yeah,
I saw Liberace. I saw Elvis. Mm. They sucked.
I might have to go see Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
You know, my parents used to go to Las Vegas in the old days. I saw Jimmy Durante, Dean Martin,
really?
Buddy Hackett, Jerry Lewis.
No, but aren't
in the
you,
old rooms.
Aren't you glad you can say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
The only thing I seen was the drunk chick throwing up in the lobby, man. I mean, I missed it all.
All right, that's right. I'm going to see Siegfried and Roy. Alex?
Yeah, what's up, man?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, man? You got to this man.
I'm sorry. All right.
Appropriate.
You apologize, but we still got to get our delay back, so let me just talk to Kylie?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I have a question. I'm dating a guy, and he's 34. And my mom, she's totally cool with it, and all of my family, they think, like, you know, if it fits, it fits. But my friends are telling me that this is really weird.
Right.
How's the guy?
Yeah, maybe they're getting some vibe about the guy. Because that's our main concern, is that it's not so much the age, it's that who is that guy that's going to be dating the 19-year-old?
Well, I mean, we met kind of randomly, and
I'm sure there's nothing random about it in his point of view, though.
Well, he followed me off the freeway.
Very random.
Oh,
random.
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 Yeah, maybe she said random.
Random.
Smashed in her car.
Well, anyway, and it was just sex. You know, it totally started out just sex.
So how does it? By the way, what an operator.
Jesus.
Follow chicks off the side of the freeway and just nail them? I mean, not on a surface street, or where'd he get you?
Well, no, like, I was driving to work, and we were on the freeway, and, like, I just kind of checked him out, because he was on a motorcycle, and I was like, hey, you know, keep going on a motorcycle. And then I stopped for gas, and he just kind of followed me off the exit. He thought I was stopping to talk to him, so.
Oh. Uh-huh, and so he came up and talked to you.
Yeah.
And then how long after that?
And then I went for a ride on his motorcycle, and then.
That morning?
No, a couple days later.
And then how long after that did he get you?
Same day.
Like 2 weeks.
Mm. 2 weeks.
Yeah, but we only hung out twice in that 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Hey, they have helmet laws in Oregon?
Huh?
They have helmet laws in Oregon?
Yeah.
They do. But he was wearing one of those half helmets so you could see he was cute?
You know, I just could tell he had a nice bike. I was more in it for the motorcycle.
at first.
All right, guys. This whole thing is weird. The whole thing's weird. We don't approve.
All right, yeah, we don't trust this guy too much.
Well, I mean, we hung out a couple times, and he seemed really nice. And,
whatever.
And, you know, it was good sex.
Yeah.
What's he do?
He's into welding.
Oh, yeah.
Trouble. Kiss of death. And welding. Only guys lower than welders are drywallers and roofers.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
No future for this guy.
No?
No.
Well, I mean, my mom likes him. And
oh, yeah. What was your dad like?
My dad hasn't met him.
No, what was the man your mom picked? What was he like?
The man my mom picked?
Your dad.
Oh, my dad?
A biker?
No, my dad, he's like Mr. Rogers. He's like, he looks just like him, acts just like him. He even has sweaters.
She wants a bad boy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No.
Poppy, yeah, you'll get over it. All right, enjoy. You need some training. You need a lesson about
slow
how
down. Yeah. Pump your brakes, baby.
Yeah. And here's what's going to happen. That's going to be like 3 months from now. She's gonna think he's going to propose. She's going to say to her, like, I want to take you out to dinner because I got to ask you a very important question. And it's going to be like, she's going to be like, yeah. She's going to go, Kylie, you know my friend Turk I work with, man. Yeah.
He wants to join us.
He wants to get down with us, too.
Right. And by the way, I've been meaning to talk to you about anal sex.
Yeah. Hey, that's on the second. That's the dessert conversation.
He's going to propose a trip to the Best Western.
Quickly, Alex. All right. Alex, go to it.
All right, man. I have a question for you guys and for Be Real.
Go.
All right. First of all, when I have sex or when I masturbate, either one, after I orgasm, I have like an urge to urinate, and I don't know why. And like, I'll urinate, and then nothing comes out.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of normal. Your urethra gets irritated sometimes, and it can be prostatic irritation. Not just go easier on yourself, maybe. Maybe you're doing something too vigorous in stimulation.
And I know it's a B-Real question. He wanted to know
what inspired him.
What inspired him, and for B-Real, what's his neighborhood, and what was going on in his life at the time.
Yeah, he pays attention.
Thank you. All right, we'll be back. Well, there's the show, everybody. Everlast is going to be in here tomorrow night, and it's always good to see him. Of course, he'll be in here.
Yeah, money.
Plugging the big smoke out going on this Saturday. I want to thank Be Real for coming in here tonight.
Thank
always,
you very much.
Always a delight, Be Real.
Hey, man, I just wish I could, you know, be around more for you guys, man. Well, you guys are always here for me.
Well, you know, you live in town. And you don't have to necessarily plug anything, and you can come back whenever you want.
Well, hey, shoot, I just might have to do that.
And give me some weed.
Oh, man, I came prepared for you today.
That's why he's avoiding.
Because, you know,
you're bogarting every time he comes up here.
No, you know, I don't mind giving Adam some of my...
Yeah.
You know, finest vegetables, because, you know, somebody has to be a witness to, you know, say, hands down, I have the best.
Yeah, and it's great. I bring it home, and then my buddy Weez smokes it all.
Man, you did tell me, though, you gave him one bud last time, and it smelled up his car for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like having a live skunk right in your pocket.
It's great.
All right, so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Right. Naked nipples, man. Naked nipples.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.